You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Are women worse drivers than men? If you live in Michigan, it seems insurance companies think so. The Zebra is a comparison website for auto insurance. Its new report on the state of auto insurance pricing turns up this fact that most states do not have much of a gender gap in auto insurance rates. But Michigan is not most states. Neil Richardson is a licensed insurance agent and the resident insurance advisor at the Zebra. Good to have you with us, Neil.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Looking at annual insurance premiums by gender by state, tell us, where does Michigan check in?
Well, Michigan, as far as the disparity between the premiums and gender, is falls only behind Wyoming as far as men or women paying more or the other. In fact, in Wyoming, men pay more, but in Michigan, it actually looks like women pay the majority of the premiums there, or a larger portion of it, I should say. So in terms of the disparity there where women pay more, it's definitely Michigan. They're number one.
What's the breakdown, female to male, and what's the percentage difference?
Well, based on our analysis, we've seen about a difference of about 4.03% between male and female drivers in premiums. So, our base profile that we use to run these reports, women are coming in at about an average premium of $2,175 per year. Males coming in at about $2,087 per year. So less than $100 difference in premium over the year, but it is 4% more, which, certainly makes up a decent amount.
That certainly adds up, and it leads to the question, why is that?
Well, as with most things, when it comes to insurance, it's based on statistics. So insurance companies don't do things insurance companies do a lot of things that don't make sense to you or I, but they themselves have reasons behind that. And the main reason is statistical analysis. In that particular state in Michigan, I'm sure that statistics would back up that women probably on average file more claims than males do, and insurance companies will in turn charge more for that. It'd be the same thing where, if there's a lot of inclement weather claims, the cost of your comprehensive coverage, your weather damage coverage, might be more expensive than it would be in a state that doesn't experience so much loss as far as weather events. So it probably just comes down to, male versus female. Women file more claims in the state of Michigan than men do.
As a matter of fact, speaking of overall claims and overall rates, I look at the chart that's in your report, in the State of Auto Insurance Pricing Report for 2016. Here's our neighboring state, Ohio, where a man pays an average $763 and a woman pays $757. And here we are in Michigan, over $2,000. Are people in Ohio that much better drivers than people in Michigan? Why is there such a big difference with the state that's right next to us?
Yeah, unfortunately, the premiums don't always follow the safest drivers. And, just because Ohio residents get to enjoy the lowest auto insurance premiums across the board does not make them the safest drivers. Risk is a huge factor when it comes to pricing auto insurance, especially for the insurance companies. But between Ohio and Michigan, there's a big difference in the way that the policies are formatted. Michigan, the main reason there is that Michigan is a no-fault state. And in no-fault states, you have mandatory coverage that drivers are required to carry for themselves. So in Michigan, it doesn't matter who caused the accident, your insurance company is going to cover your injuries. In Ohio, they determine fault. So if you're hit by someone else, they're at fault, their insurance covers your injuries. That's really the main difference in why Michigan is so much more expensive than Ohio.
Fair enough. Let's get back to women drivers in Michigan. Here we are paying 4.03% more than men. Do we have any recourse at all besides suck it up and pay more than the guys?
Yeah, as far as gender goes, it's unfortunate there's not a whole lot you can do about it. It would sort of be like the difference between a single person and a married couple. Married couples generally pay less on their auto insurance than single people do, but you're not just going to go get married for the sake of lowering your rate. But, there are other things that you can do other than that don't have anything to do with your gender. Credit is a huge factor when it comes to your auto insurance rates. But the biggest thing that has a huge impact on savings would be maintaining continuous coverage. As you hit 6 months of being continuously insured and then on up from there, 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years, those are the increments that we generally see a big amount of discount when you go to shop for a new policy. So our recommendation and really the basis of why, the Zebra exists is to allow people to shop with as many companies as possible. Everybody is going to pay a little bit different. So what company is best for you or is going to give you the lowest rate may not give your neighbor the best rate. So that's why it's really important to shop with as many companies as you can, because you may not be getting as much credit with one company as you would with another based on a myriad of things. I mean, your credit score, whether you own your home or you rent, the length of time that you've been insured. There's all sorts of things that you can do to lower your rate. And then also maintaining clear driving records. I think that goes without saying, but even a minor speeding ticket can really make a huge dent in your auto insurance premiums. You get these nice low rates, and then you get popped for a speeding ticket, and your rate just skyrockets. So that's really, really important to maintain a safe driving record.
So as my mom used to say, mind your P's and Q's on the road and also shop around.
Absolutely, yeah. Shopping is the biggest resource that that consumers have to, you know, let insurance companies know that they're not happy with what they're paying. If you're leaving and going somewhere else, clearly they're not doing something right, and a lot of that has to do with price, especially for residents of Michigan.
Neil Richardson is the resident insurance advisor at The Zebra. Neil, thanks for speaking with us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.